When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, glory to God. Good afternoon, everyone. Glory to God. That was none other than Cedric Ford, created for worship, and we were created to be a worshiper of him, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Revelations 4:11 says, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory. Stop right there. And honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you please. Amen. So we Shabbat him on today, people of God, because Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. My God, today, that excites me when I say it. Amen. Are you breathing? This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody praise him. Somebody Shabbat him, because he is opening doors, plural, for you now. Open, open, open in the name of Jesus. We Shabbat him today because the word tells us in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so we bless him on today. We thank him because when we are blessing him at all times, when we are thanking him at all times, when we are giving him gratitude and his praise is continually in our mouths, you and I are creating an atmosphere for his glory to show up. Glory to God. Our words, people of God, have power. Power to create. Amen. The creative, working, miracle working, hallelujah, manifestation power that is in the spoken word is real. So create an atmosphere right now where you're at, where you are, for him to show up. That is the point of this broadcast. And we hope, hallelujah, that you will join us in Shabbatting him on today. Hallelujah. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads us. He leads us in the way that we should go. The path of righteousness is what the word says. And we will fear no evil. We will not dwell in the house of despair, distress, being distraught. Oh, my God, today. But we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And my God, today, I thank him. Amen. That he is consistently always leading us and ordering our steps, even when we could not or did not know which way to go. And that is why, hallelujah, we can have no fear. We fear no evil. We have no dread, people of God, of the enemy or his onslaught. Hallelujah. Because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. So I Shabbat him on today because of Psalms 121. Amen. I lift up my eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help, and my help does come from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, and he will keep you, and he will not slumber. Hallelujah. The Lord will keep you from evil. Glory to God. Because Psalms 138 tells us that we give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is the king of this earth, the king of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And even when we walk in the midst of trouble, he preserves our life, people of God. We thank him. We bless his name. Hallelujah. Even though the enemy may be pouring down his onslaught, we can trust God to preserve us. I am a witness. So today, I'm very excited about having a very special man of God with me, and I hope that his posse has joined him. Amen. I'm talking about none other than the Psalms 1 men of standard. Glory to God. Prophet Ken Jackson, hallelujah, Bishop Kevin Gross, glory to God, amen. And I believe that Apostle Damian Brown is not available today. But these men of God are going to come forth, hey, glory to God, and talk about raising the standard, calling the men to arms to be the difference in this world that is crying out for men of courage, men of strength, men of faith, men that will walk the plumb line and not compromise. Amen. So I was wondering, amen, if you are here, amen. Prophet Ken Jackson. Amen. Bishop Kevin Gross, are you here? I don't hear anything. Am I on mute? Hallelujah. If you are here, Prophet Ken Jackson, Bishop Kevin Gross. Let's see. My producer, would you just text me to let me know that they weren't able to sign in? Praise God. If they are on the call, please let me know. Amen. Well, I try to text and see if they are coming on. Praise God. But I'm very excited about the men of God that are going to be here. Amen. I believe I just got a text message. I know that Prophet Ken Jackson did say that he would be joining us. The others have prior commitments. Amen. Glory to God. But we're excited about the conference that is coming up with these three men of God that are going to come forth with the word of God concerning Psalms 1, men of standard. Amen. And people of God, I'm telling you, there is a word in their mouth for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. It looks like, okay, not one of them are here. I know that they're in different time zones. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. But let me go on. Amen. I believe that the Spirit of God is calling for men of standard. Amen. He is calling for men that will make a difference. I know that my platform is calling the wailing women, but I believe that God wants to call the travailing men. Amen. And calling forth the travailing men across the ecumenical community, amen. It's not just a particular denomination, but it's the whole body of, hallelujah, the body of Christ, men in every level, amen, to cry out for a release, for birthings, for breakthroughs, to impact families and churches and our city and particularly this nation, amen. And to ignite repentance revival according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, glory to God, and Psalms 1. Men that will stand up and walk in that standard in the name of Jesus. So it is very honored, amen, an honor to have these men of God that will be coming forth October the 21st through the 23rd at 8 p.m., I believe it is. The poster and flyer are on my page, PD Westbrook, glory to God. But these men of God have consecrated themselves, have made a decision, have made a choice that they will be the difference, hallelujah. How to give instruction, specific instruction, how to endure the times that we're walking in, amen. For we see that death has crawled into our windows, amen, into our homes. But God is calling forth men of God, men of honor, men that will stand and be on the wall, that will be at their post. Amen. Glory to God. And they will not compromise the word of God that comes forth from their mouth in Jesus' name. So what I'd like to do, amen, and please let me know, Dr. Kim, when Prophet Ken Jackson has come on. Glory to God. But these men of God, hallelujah, I know them very well. I've worked with them all occasionally, amen. And again, I'm just so humbled and honored that they would be with me on today, hallelujah. They are very tactical, glory to God, hallelujah. And they are men of prayer in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I believe that, you know, sometimes we experience suffering unnecessarily, glory to God, because you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge, glory to God. But when you have an understanding, when you have a relationship, when you have a made up mind, hallelujah, when you are walking the line, glory to God, you have men of God that will make a difference and will walk in the standards of the word of God, hallelujah.
Again, I ask Prophet Ken Jackson if you are in, if you're on the call now. Glory to God. Prophet Ken Jackson. Well, glory to God. Again, this is a purpose calling, a mandate. And these men of God, they do, and again, I want to reiterate, have prayer lives. They have relationships. Glory to God. They are men of integrity. Glory to God. They are kingdom builders. Amen. And when I asked to be a part of this mandate, hallelujah, it was like an instant yes in their spirit. They are travailing men, hallelujah, and men that will sacrifice, make the necessary sacrifices, hallelujah, for the body of Christ. All of them are in leadership, and please forgive me for my poor timing, amen, inviting them to be on. They all are very busy individuals, but nonetheless, they are men of integrity and men of their word, glory to God, and so honored again to have them being a part of this event that's coming on August the 21st through the 23rd, amen. But I think it is time, if I can reiterate, that what I'd like to place in your hearing is that you cannot have an effective prayer life, amen, if you do not have an effective relationship with the Father. And these men of God certainly do have effective prayer life. They're all prayer warriors, amen, because prayer is about the one, hallelujah, you are praying to and for, and nothing can change it, amen, because the word is forever eternally established, glory to God. And we have the ability, the authority, glory to God, and the power that has been placed within our rightful place, if we're in our rightful place, in position, to speak and say something. Amen. But I believe that it's time for men of God, for the body of Christ, not just for the men, not just for the women, amen, but for all who are called by the name of Jesus, amen, to be in our rightful place. It is about kingdom power and the glory of God being made manifest. The word of God says that all of creation is travailing and mourning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Why is God calling forth the travailing men right now? Amen. I believe because they carry the seed. Amen. They have sympathy for the nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They are the ones that give the seed. They are the ones that allow us to birth forth. Amen. And the church is lacking in that kind of leadership right now. Glory to God. There is a burden, I believe, on the heart of the Father for the men again to come forth, men that are sensitive, men that are nurturing, men that are gentle, men that are humble, amen, men that are walking and operating in the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So people of God, anything I've said, amen, and I will read Psalms 1, amen, as I said I would do earlier. But I want to reiterate that this is such a kairos time for the body of Christ that he is calling forth not just the wailing women, but the travailing men. Where are the men that will pray? Hallelujah. Where are the men that have a heart and passion to see God's people move in the realm, amen, of their authority and their rightful position? Amen. Glory to God. That's what time it is, people of God. And again, October the 21st through the 23rd. The 21st, of course, will be Bishop Kevin Gross. Glory to God. October the 22nd will be Apostle Damian Brown, and it will all conclude on October the 23rd with Prophet Ken Jackson. Glory to God. It is going to be absolutely extraordinary. I know that there is a word from the Lord in the mouths of these men of God. Hallelujah. They are not playing church. But very serious about their call and very serious about, hey, the mandate that has been placed upon them for this hour. So let's read Psalms 1. Amen. It begins, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. That means that he has a relationship, a connection with the Spirit of God, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. People of God, there is no mistake that when you are connected to the Spirit of God, to the Holy Spirit, to the Word, hallelujah, that everything that you set your hands to, it should prosper. Life should be coming forth from that. There should be an evidence of abundance. The abundant life should be made manifest in all that you set your hands to in the name of Jesus. It goes on further to say, hallelujah, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. My God, today. Well, these men of God certainly have made a decision and a made-up mind, amen, that they have chosen to not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, glory to God. And their lives are a great testament to that, glory to God, as well as their ministries in Jesus' name. It is so evident that God is indeed doing a new thing in the body of Christ and raising up men of God that will not, hallelujah, compromise. They will not look to the left or to the right, but their eyes are stayed on Yeshua and on his purpose for their lives and their calling. And again, I'm so delighted, amen, to be a part of this mandate. The men of God will be coming forth October the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. It is going to be powerful. The time start is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do not doubt what the Lord is saying and releasing in this hour. He wants to make a difference in his men. And I believe he is doing a new thing, amen, that is being released in the lives of the men of God that will, hallelujah, walk the plumb line, glory to God, hallelujah, that will open up their mouths and, ha, speak the word only, glory to God, and shift us into this new thing that the Lord is doing, this turnaround in our season of reaping, amen, to cut off the enemy's head in the lives of families and loved ones in the name of Jesus. Listen. The Lord is going to do a new thing in this season. And I believe that these men of God are going to be used mightily, hallelujah, to help us shift into this place of our victory, that we may receive it high in this season in Jesus' name. And I am certain and I have no doubt that the anointing has been placed on their lives to do so. And I'm going to just say a prayer right now, hallelujah, that Father God, I pray that your hand will continue to be upon these men of God as they go forth next week, Father God, in the power and demonstration of your word. And the, thank you for the lives that will be changed as a result of their obedience. And Lord God, I pray that your hand would move mightily upon them, ha, during this the revival, Lord, Psalms 1, men of standard. I thank you, Lord God, it's not by any accident that you called these three, hallelujah, and that they have answered the call and will walk in complete obedience in every instruction that has been given in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, as I said, or did not say, amen. Of course, you know this is Apostle Dawn. It was short today. I was hoping that the men of God would be with me. I'm not sure if Prophet Ken Jackson has joined us or was unable to because of a prior commitment. But I thank God again for them and all of them, I should say, that are going to be available October the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd for Psalms 1, Men of Standard. Amen. I believe the Lord is doing a new thing in the lives of his men. Amen. Calling for the travailing men, men that will pray. Hallelujah. Men that have a heart after God's people, men that are walking in complete obedience to his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father God, I thank you for you will demonstrate and manifest your might and your glory. Amen. During October the 21st through the 23rd, and that you will use these men mightily according to your power in the name of Jesus. Everyone listen. Shabbat the Lord, and expect a great move of God in your lives during this season. I decree and declare his mighty acts, amen, and that he is moving on your behalf. I decree it in the name of Jesus. For he is God Almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing. And he has already begun to do a work in you in the name of Jesus. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be and fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, I pray that those who will listen on the rebroadcast, albeit very short today, amen, that those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence, amen, that they will get into a place to shabak you and lift up your name and exalt your name, and that you will touch the life and nature of God within them, Father God. For change is indeed taking place in the name of Jesus. And I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, if you're there. Amen. Annihilation Radio. This was supposed to be an opportunity to promote the upcoming revival, but God knows. Amen. So thank you, woman of God, for this platform in Jesus' name. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to enlarge your borders, hallelujah, and your territories in Jesus' name. And thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. Say and keep a special prayer for the men of God, Bishop Kevin Gross, amen, Apostle Damian Brown, and Prophet Ken Jackson in your prayers. And all of you, please come back next Saturday, 3 p.m., hallelujah, Eastern Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God at this great station, Elation Radio, with Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. We are so grateful and thankful for this opportunity. This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Shalom, everyone. God bless you.
Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to